Here on BBC Radio 3, we're in the middle of our Free Thinking Weekend from The Sage in Gateshead, and later this afternoon, Adam Tomlinson will be presenting an edition of The Choir from there, followed by Words and Music Live at 5:30. Our choral evensong at 3 o'clock is a service recorded at Gloucester Cathedral, but now at little after 2 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for the Early Music Show, presented by Lucy Skeeping.
I'm in Oxford for today's programme for a concert given by one of Europe's best vocal ensembles, the Talis Scholars, here at St John the Evangelist Church. It's an impressive late 19th century building, situated immediately opposite the field where Roger Bannister ran his 4-minute mile. And it boasts a fine cloister garden where I'm now sitting amidst medlar trees and fig trees and all sorts. The church is also used as a concert hall, playing host to all manner of chamber recitals, choral events and orchestral concerts, just one of the many fantastic venues which add to this city's rich and vibrant music scene. Now, this may be Radio 3's dedicated early music programme, but today we're also featuring three brand new pieces by the winners of the 2014 National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award, who were announced back in May. This year, the set task was to write a short, unaccompanied choral work, setting verses from the Book of Jeremiah, a biblical text which mourns the destruction of the city of Jerusalem in about 600 BC. These are verses that have particular significance for Holy Week, and they've inspired many composers over the centuries, from Byrd to Bernstein, from Gesualdo to Ginastera. But before we hear the winning entries from our three 21st century composers, let's go back some 500 years and hear the Talis Scholars in more familiar territory with one of the earlier pieces from their concert. In the midst of life, we are in death. That's the message of Orlando Lassus's six-voice motet, Media Vita in Morte Sumus, and one that cuts to the core of Holy Week. Harmonically, it's poised on the cusp of joy and despair, and that bittersweet intensity creates a very spacious motet of extraordinary beauty, I think. Media vita in morte sumus. In the midst of life, we are in death. A six-voice motet by Orlando Lassus, sung by the Talis Scholars here at St. John the Evangelist Church in Oxford. Well, the group takes its name from the 16th century English composer Thomas Talis. And in a few moments, we're going to hear them perform one of his works, Talis's first setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, which dates from the 1560s. But before the singers got stuck into their afternoon rehearsal, I asked conductor Peter Phillips what he thought it was in these very moving texts that composers and indeed listeners found so inspirational.
The Lamentations are a conflation of two or three different things. There are the letters, the Hebrew letters, which start each verse in the biblical book of Lamentations, which meant that a composer could just write abstract music. They don't mean anything. But then suddenly the text itself means a tremendous amount to do with the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, with beautiful words. I mean, I could just quote some here. She is now a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night, tears on her cheek. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. Referring to the city, I suppose. Very beautiful, and there's a great tradition which a modern composer can join, if you like. And then it ends with this very moving, repeated mantra, really. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, return to the Lord thy God. Talis's setting in particular maintains such a strong atmosphere that you could almost cut it with a knife. I mean, there's not a weak moment. He doesn't let up. And it goes on, like a sort of funeral march. It goes on until you get to the last bars with the word Jerusalem, Jerusalem, just like a funeral march in a kind of marching rhythm almost, a death march.
Thomas Tallis's first setting of the Lamentations, sung there by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips. Well, something a little off-piste in a few minutes when we hear some present-day settings of the Lamentation texts by three young composers, winners of this year's National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award. But before that, another setting by a near contemporary of Thomas Tallis, but a composer nowhere near as well known. Dominic Fino was a Franco-Flemish composer who spent most of his life working in northern Italy and southern France, mostly around Lyon. In his day, he must have seemed rather avant-garde because he was one of the first composers working in the first half of the 16th century to experiment with the idea of a double choir, which we're going to hear in a moment. One 16th century musicologist described Fino as one of the first and best composers of the time. In fact, he said that had there been no Fino, there would have been no Palestrina, which was praise indeed. Nevertheless, it seems that Fino came to a sticky end. He was executed in Lyon in 1556 for what were recorded as homosexual practices, which might explain why his musical legacy has been largely uncelebrated until recent years. Here's Peter Phillips again.
So far as I can tell, Fino didn't write very much music, and from what I could find, there's nothing as good as these Lamentations, so it was kind of in the hands of the Lamentations. I, in fact, did find them years ago and sort of set them up in people's estimation. I took a risk from a dusty old manuscript copy and found to have a masterpiece on my hands. And indeed, I mean, it does show a very early use of double choir technique. Very simple phrases, but very effective. And that's how it starts and that's how it ends. And then in the middle are these two long quartets, which are written in the old style, I mean a really old polyphonic style. So he doesn't maintain the double choir, and it does seem quite experimental, actually, some of this writing. It is very, very effective.
Yeah.
gentle build which gradually leads to some extraordinary eight-part counterpoint. Peter Phillips conducted the Talus Scholars in that setting of the Lamentations by Dominique Fino, part of a concert they gave here at St John the Evangelist Church in Oxford. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this concert also included three brand new settings of the Lamentations. It was the task set for entrance of the 2014 Young Composers Award held by the National Centre for Early Music in conjunction with BBC Radio 3. And this year, there was a record number of entries, more than 75, in fact, which were divided into two age groups, the 18 years and under category and the 19 to 25s. The shortlisted entries were performed in York back in May by the Ebor Singers, and the winners now get the chance to hear their pieces sung by the Talus Scholars and, of course, broadcast here on the Early Music Show. You may be wondering, since there are only two age group categories, how we've ended up with three winning pieces. Well, this year the judges found it impossible to decide between two of the works in the 19 to 25 age group, so they awarded a joint prize. We'll be hearing from both composers shortly. But first, I spoke to the winner of the 18 and under category, Freya Ireland.
Last year I got into the National Youth Orchestra as a composer. We had three residentials and I got to write lots of pieces of music that were performed by different people there. Some of the compositions were performed in places like Tate Britain Gallery, which was really nice because it was based around this art installation in a big room. I play clarinet, piano and percussion, and I also sing as well. I'm in Tewkesbury Abbey Choir and I've just been made head chorister there, so that's influenced quite a lot of my writing, especially for this, because I've got to sing a lot of church music. I was interested in the fact that there's the Latin version of the text and then the English translation, so I worked with having both of those going on at the same time. The basses, who often sing the Latin, I tried to give them a more plain song style of melody.
Yeah.
Lamentations by the 16-year-old Freya Ireland from Cheltenham, the winner of the 18 years and under category of this year's National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award. And her piece was sung there by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips. Peter and his group have been partners in this annual project on many occasions, so I asked him for his thoughts on this year's lineup of entrants and what some of the challenges were for the singers when it comes to performing new music like this.
Well, every year that we do this, we get more entrants and I think a higher standard, actually. I think the standard is going up. The pieces that we received this year were written with much more consideration for what makes us up as a group, how we function and how the group works, what the scoring is and so on. So, I mean, we particularly enjoyed singing these pieces because they really did seem to be written for us. These are really strong pieces, and it may be that the text of the Lamentation has shown the way to these young people. It is very, very inspiring to set the Lamentations. I can believe that very readily. And anyway, they've all reacted very, very well to it.
Peter Phillips. Well, next up is one of the joint winners of the 19 to 25 category, Hugo Bell, a recent music graduate of Newcastle University.
I came to composition quite late, so to speak, in my musical career. I was originally pursuing studies as an organist. So in terms of my background as a church musician, especially as a singer, coming across a text like this for a setting felt quite natural for me. The Lamentation text carries so much emotion, it's quite hard for your piece not to be dictated by that emotion. So I tried to explore the multitude of subversive emotions in the text through different devices, such as variety of textures, variety of tonalities, modalities, and hopefully I managed to encapsulate all of those different emotions in my piece. Well, it's an absolute joy to write for the Tallis Scholars because they're such fantastic and professional singers that you know you could leave them with individual lines, so you don't need to worry about other things you would when you're writing for a choir, such as tricky intervals or intonation in one particular melodic line. So hopefully I've exploited their abilities and used them all individually as the fantastic singers they are.
Thank you.
The Lamentation of Jeremiah by 22-year-old Hugo Bell, joint winner of the 19 to 25s category of this year's National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award. Peter Phillips conducted the Tallis Scholars. And that brings us neatly to the other joint winner of that category, Carenza Briggs, who studied composition at Bristol University. I asked her to tell me a little bit about her piece.
I grew up surrounded by music, really, and I, for a few years, sung in a cathedral youth choir and have quite a lot of a choral background, really. So when this competition came up, I was obviously very excited, having been a fan of the Tallis Scholars for a very long time. And I think the text itself, I really resonated with that. It's quite a sort of deep and emotive text, and hopefully I've sort of reflected that in what I've written. Composition has been something that I've been very interested in from a very young age, really. As a singer and pianist and a harpist, I've always been quite interested in improvisation, music and harmony and everything that goes along with it, really. And since I left Bristol, I've been doing a fair bit of composing, particularly for choral groups and sort of sacred music. It's incredibly exciting to have this piece performed, especially with a group like the Tallis Scholars. And obviously Peter Phillips is a phenomenal conductor, and it's really exciting to have something that I've written performed by them, really.
Thank you.
Peter Phillips conducted the Tallis Scholars in that performance of The Lamentations of Jeremiah, a setting by 24-year-old Carenza Briggs, joint winner in the 19-25s category of this year's National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award. And well done to all three of this year's winners, Freya Ireland, Hugo Bell and Carenza Briggs, for their three very impressive pieces. Details of how to enter the 2015 award will be announced on the Early Music Show later this month. So all you budding young composers out there, keep your ears peeled. Well, there's just time to hear one more piece from that concert before we end the programme. It's William Byrd's Haec Dies, which helps us leave penitence and darkness behind as we arrive at Easter Day itself. Few works capture the same giddy exuberance of this motet that celebrates the day that the Lord hath made.
William Byrd's motet Haec Dies, sung by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips, and that's from a concert they gave last month at St John the Evangelist Church in Oxford. The Early Music Show was produced in Salford by Les Pratt and presented by Lucy Skeeping, and as Lucy mentioned, we'll be announcing details of how to enter the 2015 National Centre for Early Music Young Composers Award on the Early Music Show at the end of this month.